Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way. Today, I'm taking the lead. We're back on the WAG podcast.
Thanks for having me back, babe.
My only guest, Michael Cashew. We're going to be learning some lessons from him today. Normally, he's in the lead, but I'm taking control today, which I'm really excited about. And we're going to be talking about humility. You have a lot of lessons around this in the past couple of years, so I'm really excited for you to share it with everybody today. And to start, let's talk about how you developed your concept of humility growing up and your beliefs around it. Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I don't know if I ever heard the word humility, but I definitely learned through my parents' actions and some of the words that they use with me that humility was the ultimate virtue. I remember over and over and over wanting to sort of celebrate after a baseball game or something like that. And my parents would get excited with me. And so often I would hear, it's okay to brag around us, but you can't do it around others. And I think that there is obviously some gold in that. And we don't want to brag in a way that puts others down or makes other people feel bad. And I also think that it's held me back in a lot of ways. I also learned this even more so, I think, through my dad's actions and the way that he lives his life. From my perspective, my dad is a complete badass. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly athletic. At 53, 54 years old, he goes to a CrossFit gym that's in a university city, right? It's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The CrossFit gym has a lot of LSU students, and he is top three in every single workout.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
I mean, he's doing backflips off cliffs.
Exactly.
He's slalom skiing, which, like, even just to get yourself out of the water, it takes a lot of strength. Like, he is a total badass.
Yes. He was also a state representative for 8 years. He was a congressman for a year. He was the first congressman in his district in Louisiana, the first Democratic candidate to win in 30 or 40 years.
So he has a lot to be proud of.
Right. He has a lot to be proud of. And yet you will never hear him acknowledge himself for any of his achievements or even the traits that he so strongly exhibits, you know, his charisma and his humor. Obviously you're not going to acknowledge yourself for your humility, but I learned that you should be driven and driven to achieve, but one should never speak about those achievements. So that's how I learned about humility.
Let's talk a little bit about how that started to rumble a little bit for you, because you've been, up until you met me, weren't really doing a lot of work in that way. Like, you didn't see that there was anything wrong with that.
It was completely off of my radar.
So now you see that was holding you back in some capacity, but I think it was definitely completely off your radar that it was holding you back until you met me. So let's tell everybody about what changed when you met me.
Well, this fine little thing walked into my life, and you were the most confident female I had ever met. But it was a different sort of confidence. It wasn't, well, I'll get to that in a little bit. What my first reaction to in the first year of us meeting, you were having a lot of success in business. You were a great weightlifter. You know, you had medaled in nationals. You're incredibly intelligent. And you routinely acknowledge yourself for your wins, for your achievements. You call yourself awesome at different things, you know? And I had really never been around someone like that. And unfortunately, I'm shameful for having these thoughts, but when we were first dating, on the one hand, I was madly in love with you. And on the other, I had this pervasive thought of, this cocky bitch, right? Yeah. Who is she to say these things, to say like, I'm awesome or whatever. And I made you out in my head. I made you out to be this really cocky person. And I thought that you were wrong. And I thought that, and it led to me feeling insecure about myself. And that insecure feeling, the shame inside of me, I made your fault in a lot of ways.
Okay. And then what happened from there?
So
how'd you get out of there?
First off, the reason that I had to learn how to get out of there was because I had so much insecurity that it was just like constantly nagging at me. And I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you. And I wanted to have this loving, amazing relationship. But there was this wedge in between us, mm-hmm. because you are a very confident person and you do acknowledge yourself for the things that you're good at. And so I knew that I had to learn to get over my own insecurities if I was going to be in a relationship with you.
Right. I mean, this isn't just like it was 100% your responsibility. There were things that I had to learn too. When you say like you thought I was super cocky, I always felt in my family, everyone acknowledges themselves for their success. Like my parents, my dad, literally anyone he meets, it doesn't matter. He's wearing a Working Against Gravity t-shirt. He's telling them about the company. He's telling them about how amazing I am. He's showing them pictures of my six-pack abs. Like, mm-hmm. that is, like, what I grew up with. So we had, like, a totally different upbringing, and it was, like, clashing with mm-hmm. each other. And I think a lot of it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, one, I had to learn a better way to do that tactfully without it coming across and making others feel bad about themselves when I talked well about myself, and more so being an example of what is possible, because I think it's important for everyone to acknowledge their own amazingness. Mm-hmm. And it's,
without a doubt. And that's, before you keep going, I think we should have started with this. The reason that we're talking about this in the first place is I think there is something to be learned for everyone about the importance of being able to actually acknowledge yourself. Humility is incredibly important, and we never want to make others feel small by acknowledging ourselves. Mm-hmm. But if we can't acknowledge ourselves for our successes, then what are we striving for?
Right. And part of acknowledging your own success shows other people that they're allowed to do the same. Mm-hmm. It helps people be bigger and greater and like showing what is possible and standing up for the greatness that is in them mm-hmm. as well. When it's coming from a place that is authentic and genuine and still, I think we could shift the, I think what you've done over the past couple of years is shift your definition of humility, of being, I am aware of my strengths and weaknesses, and I don't use that to put other people down, but I acknowledge that I am great at certain things, not the best or better than anyone else, but I am great at certain things, and I have other things that I can do better.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that that's been really cool to watch over time. I think part of this learning and part of where in relationship conflicts like this happen is – part of that cycle that you were going through was I had something you wanted more of.
No doubt. It's one of the things I probably want most. I want to be able to be proud of myself, and I want, you know, and I want other people to know about it. Like it's no, everyone wants admiration and wants to impress people. But I've shamed myself for that for so long. And I see that you're able to do that for yourself and kind of solicit positive feedback and just really, again, acknowledge yourself for what you're good at. And I deeply wanted it, but I didn't know that for the longest time.
And so let's talk about, you had a conversation with your dad recently mm-hmm. because this all started kind of with your relationship with him. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of work on like our relationship with our parents and getting to know them better and seeing how that shaped us into the people we are today. Mm-hmm. Would you mind sharing that conversation with your dad?
Yeah. So probably 3 or 4 years ago, I started having this conversation with our relationship coach, Annie, who's helped me a ton with it. And she's the one that encouraged me to sort of look at my relationship with my dad, because that's where, like, we learn so much from our parents, and usually we learn more from one or the other. Whoever's love we craved a little bit more growing up. And for me, it was definitely my dad. And so I had been having this conversation for a few years and deepening my understanding of it. And then this past year, I went on a backpacking trip with him. And we have this like 8-hour drive from Austin to Big Bend in Texas. And, you know, we talked about everything under the sun. And at some point, I can't even remember how we got there, but we were talking about humility. And he suddenly mentioned the way that his dad used to talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. And he said that his dad, if he ever did anything that even like resembled bragging, right? Which could just be like celebrating winning a baseball game. I don't know if he would get whipped, but he would get yelled at and he would get reprimanded in some way. And to me, it was hilarious. Like it was just this like, I don't know, this moment where I had so much compassion for him and I just started bursting out laughing. I was like, this has come down through our lineage for who knows how many generations. Right. Like this is just like one of those things that we've all, like every male or who knows, maybe every person in our lineage has been taught. And it was, yeah, it was a huge moment for me.
Yeah, I think the importance of doing this kind of work into understanding the relationships, like what's the point, right? The point is to, when you get to that conversation of, oh, like this was something that you were taught too, it allows you to have some compassion for that person and understand that this belief that you're carrying is not necessarily your own. Mm-hmm. And the ability to let go of that and choose a different belief is incredibly powerful. And I think it helps you realize like how much of the beliefs that you carry every day are not your own. Mm-hmm. They're ones that your parents learned from their parents and their parents learned from their parents, and it goes on and on and on. And taking the time to really think about especially things that are causing you discomfort and things that are leading to shame, mm-hmm. Really taking the time to have those conversations, especially with your parents, which is where you likely got them from or whoever your caretakers are, and figuring out, you know, oh, this isn't my belief that I'm carrying and I can choose my own.
Right.
So what have been the action steps that you've been – because your goal is – I mean, there's a difference between – you thought I was being cocky. I wouldn't describe myself as being cocky.
No, and in retrospect, it's not cocky at all. It's just, it's accurate.
Mm-hmm. I'm just acknowledging like what – I'm acknowledging what I've done and I'm right. acknowledging that I have more to go right. as well, which I think is what humility really should be.
I think the – like the real benefit for me having that conversation and realization with my dad was that suddenly I was – just very concretely able to see it as just an idea that was like planted in my head through like watching him growing up, and that idea was planted in him by watching his dad and hearing his dad growing up, and separate it from reality, mm-hmm. right? Like this is just the way that I have to be versus this is just an idea that I can either choose like part of, all of, or none of.
Totally. And it gives you so much compassion for the way that your parents are. Like they were just doing the best that they could with the information that they have and what was passed on to them from mm-hmm. their parents. And
I want to be clear that I do still deeply value humility. Mm-hmm. And I think the distinction, because I asked Annie recently, I'm like, I don't want to, like, how do I know when it's okay to acknowledge myself? Like, what's the distinction between acknowledging yourself and humility? That kind of thing. And she said, when acknowledging yourself or saying anything is intended to make others feel small or less than, then that's something like bragging, mm-hmm. right? That's putting others down.
And that's the same as, like, saying intended to make other people feel small is the same as intended to make you feel better than somebody else.
Yes.
Those are the same thing. So you might be like, oh, I don't want to make someone else feel small. But if you're saying it so that you feel and look and sound better than somebody else, mm-hmm. that is automatically making them smaller.
But if the intention is to fall more deeply in love with yourself or to simply celebrate a win with someone close to you, or it doesn't even have to be someone close to you. If your intention is to, again, fall deeper in love with yourself, then you're probably on the right track.
I love that. The intention is to fall deeper in love with yourself. Yeah. Like acknowledging how amazing you are and you have so much to acknowledge makes you fall more in love with yourself. That is an incredible thing to spread around the world so mm-hmm. other people could do the same for themselves. Mm-hmm. 100%. So fill us in on where we're at now. Like, what are some action steps that you've taken? What are some ways that other people can do this for themselves? Because I'm sure there are people listening being like, I would never brag about myself, and I'm super humble. Mm-hmm. How can we help people be humble but also acknowledge themselves? Because mm-hmm. you've definitely been crushing it lately.
Thank you. Thank you. So first off, I want to mention this concept that a new business coach taught me called drift. So whenever we have a new idea or thing that we're working on, the amount of time that goes between us thinking about or implementing something again is called the drift. So if I'm working on acknowledging myself more and I take an action today and then I don't think about it for another 3 months, then there's a drift of 3 months. Am I making sense? Mm-hmm. So in personal development, in any sort of growth, we want to minimize the drift between the time it takes us to think about things again, to take more actions, right? So I wanted to think about how could I make this a part of my daily practice? How could I make as quick progress on this as possible? And for me, one of the best places to insert new habits is in my journal. It's already something that I do every single day. And so I just wanted to add a question or a prompt to my journal that had me work on this thing. And so the thing that I ask myself every day is like, basically, what can I acknowledge myself for? Or what am I proud of from the day before? And Annie helped me even fine tune that a little bit more and ask myself, where were there moments of magnificence yesterday? So that allows me to find any place in my life where I delighted myself, I did something that I can be proud of, and again, acknowledge myself for something. And so the first thing that I'm doing every day is writing two or three things from the day before that I'm proud of.
If we could even like back up a little bit, mm-hmm. this issue, we can call it an issue.
It's an issue.
Limiting belief that you've had, the way this shows up beyond like the shame and insecurity of being around me who doesn't necessarily have this issue and is more like showing you how you could be, it also has, I think, hindered you in a way of praising and acknowledging other people.
For sure.
And I think that that's something important to acknowledge. Like your ability to acknowledge yourself also is like strengthening the muscle of noticing and acknowledging the magnificence in others.
Yes.
And I think if you're numbing one, you're also numbing the other. So if you're not acknowledging yourself and saying how proud you are of yourself or acknowledging your accomplishments, you're not tracking other people's accomplishments either.
Yeah. If my cup isn't full, then I'm not interested in filling other people's cups.
Exactly. And I think that being a leader and being a business owner and wanting to make an impact in the world, that is like a handicap.
Yes.
And so I think that's something like this isn't just about like you acknowledging yourself. It's you being a better person and a better leader as well.
100%.
I think that's really important. I really love the idea of just like the way that you started was putting it in your journal mm-hmm. and just writing two or three things that you're proud of. And a cool thing that's come out of that is you'll just share with me randomly. And at first it's been cute. You're like, can I acknowledge myself for something right now? And I'm just like, yes, absolutely. Like, I'm so excited for you to acknowledge it. Like, I just get like so excited about it because I love hearing other people acknowledge themselves. Like, I think that if you're the kind of person that you hear other people acknowledge themselves and that brings like out some insecurity in you, that has nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. That is everything to do with you. And that's something to look at in yourself. And I think it's amazing when people acknowledge their own success. And sometimes I can feel threatened by it because I'm like, man, I want to be as successful as them. But that's more like my own insecurities,
sure.
right? So I think it's been really amazing to see you more and more just from the journaling practice, as well as I think one action that has really helped is in our relationship, we've made it okay for me to ask for acknowledgement from you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's helped.
Praise.
Yeah, we call it a praise. I think that that's another action step that has helped you also acknowledge yourself a little
totally,
bit more.
Totally, totally. Because it's more top of mind, it's more in my awareness, my drift is much smaller. Like I'm thinking about this thing every day. The idea to actually tell you something I'm proud of comes into my mind more. Mm-hmm. I'm more often looking for ways that our employees are kicking ass, and I just want to tell them about it because mm-hmm. it's more on the top of my mind.
Totally. I think that that's really awesome. So if we could summarize two or three action steps for people that are listening on how they can acknowledge themselves better and be more proud of themselves, what would you say?
First off, I would just say again that humility is such an incredible virtue. And yet I think there is a shadow side to it. And it can be a way to cover up insecurity, right? And so I think that's the first thing to keep in mind. And then some concrete ways to practice acknowledging yourself are, one, do it with yourself first. So that can be through a journaling practice. That could be in some kind of like contemplative or meditative type practice that you have daily. And then I would encourage you to practice with someone you really, really trust. It could be a partner, it could be with a parent, but practice actually sharing that stuff with others and seeing how they respond. They might not respond as negatively as you think. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, if it's the right type of person, they really encourage and appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that last one is key. It's like, because that's the most uncomfortable. Like doing it to yourself in private where no one sees it is going to be your easiest. Mm-hmm. And that's like where you can start. The real progress is where the real discomfort is, in doing it in front of other people and doing it in a way that like is just beyond yourself, where you're not in control of their reaction mm-hmm. to it.
And remember, you can pass it through, like, how do I know if this is bragging? You can pass it through the filter of, is my intention to fall more deeply in love with myself, or is it to put other people down? Is it to make myself feel like I'm better than the person I'm telling this to?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I hope that was helpful, guys.
Later.
Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.